You can mark this next story down as infuriating to those of us who've been paying attention, and at least a little bit shocking to those who have not been paying attention. You could also say there's a little bit of validation here for those of us who've been blowing the whistle and screaming about the possibility of massive widespread censorship from Big Pharma and their puppets in corporate media, big tech, as well as, of course, our own government. An article over at ReclaimTheNet.org by Tom Parker titled, "Campaign Funded by Pfizer and Moderna Lobbyists Sent Twitter Weekly Lists of Tweets to Censor." My gosh, you know, if any other time, if this was, let's say this is 2018 or 2014, or I don't care, just pick a day when things were at least a little bit more normal, maybe a lot more normal, this type of news would be reverberating just across the board. There would be no way that even corporate media would be able to cover it up, because this is huge. I mean, this is a clear breach of trust. This is a clear abuse of power. And it really prompts the question that all of us should be asking is, you know, if they are really that concerned about narratives that go against their universal vaccine narrative, then what's wrong with their vaccines? I mean, don't you think that the science, the data, the all of that stuff that could hopefully prevail against quote-unquote misinformation? Shouldn't they just be able to have an open debate rather than go through the draconian and completely un-American process of trying to censor American citizens from expressing our perspectives? Anyway, it is what it is. I don't think I need to even answer any of those questions. Let's just get to the article. According to this article, some of the content targeted by the campaigns included articles that were, quote, "using the news to further prove the CDC is untrustworthy." Like, we need the news for that. The Public Good Projects, a nonprofit that has developed several projects to fight so-called COVID, quote, misinformation, received $1.275 million from Pfizer and Moderna lobbying group, Biotechnology Innovation Organization, to create a content moderation campaign that influenced Twitter's COVID misinformation rules. As part of this campaign, PGP sent Twitter lobbyists and content moderators weekly emails containing lists of tweets to censor. Journalist Li Fang published one of the weekly emails that Twitter received from PGP as part of the latest release of the Twitter files, collections of internal Twitter communications that have exposed the censorship relationship Twitter had with government agencies and other powerful groups before Elon Musk took over. The email shows Todd Boyle, a senior manager at Twitter's public policy team, sharing, quote, "this week's misinfo report." Jeez. And they make it sound like it's so nonchalant. Hey, you know, here's this week's kill list. The February 24, 2022 email included a list of top trends the PGP had seen during the week and two attached lists. According to Fang, one of the lists included contained tweets that PGP wanted Twitter to take down, and the other list contained tweets that it wanted Twitter to verify. So for those who, I know a lot of you probably don't use Twitter, and I probably shouldn't either, but the difference is, so you can delete a tweet, okay? They don't technically delete the tweet. They put the user, they suspend them, and they say, you know, you can have your account back after you delete this tweet. We saw that with the New York Post when they had first published the Hunter Biden laptop story. They were told that, hey, you know, you can have your account back. We're suspending you. You can get back into your account, but you got to delete this tweet because it's misinformation. Because, you know, I mean, who would think that Hunter Biden would have a laptop full of compromising data, because the dude's just such a whatever. So there's that. And the alternative there is to fact check him. So when he says Twitter to verify, what he's saying is slap a label on it that will debunk what people are saying or what this particular tweet says, and then don't allow people to retweet it. You know, block the retweet button so that the misinformation cannot spread. The reason, so just to be clear, there's two reasons that you do this. Well, there obviously, because there's two different things. When you're trying to just get rid of information, you don't want people to see it. Okay, so that's something that's probably true. Okay, if they don't want people to see it, you know, oh, like for example, a tweet about adverse reactions. And keep in mind, this is February 2022 when there were the majority of normies, vast majority of normies had no idea that the adverse reactions to the COVID-19 jabs were so prevalent, right? So you want to get rid of those. You don't want to fight those with fact checks, because then you're getting into a debate and you're highlighting the fact that the data regarding adverse reactions, as well as the inefficacy of the jabs themselves, the data is on the anti-vaxxer side. So it's like, just get rid of these ones. But then they would put fact checks up there on the ones that are more questionable, perhaps the ones that they think, hey, you know what, we could win this fight, or at least we can get into the heads of those who are considering this particular option. And I don't have any examples of that, but I'm sure that Li Fang here will. Here's a tweet, number 12, from the Twitter files drop on January 16th. The Moderna-Pfizer-funded campaign included direct regular emails with lists. Okay, we already covered that. So, just repeating itself. Despite flagging two trends in this weekly misinformation report, the PGP admitted that articles related to the first trend do not contain misinformation themselves, but are using the news to further prove the CDC is untrustworthy, which, again, we already knew. The PGP also acknowledged that the second trending article it flagged, which described a German health insurance company officially suggesting the reports of healthcare visits for vaccine side effects may be severely undercounted, quote, is difficult to fact check because it does note that this data includes any side effects, not just serious side effects. Okay, fair enough. In other words, it's true. So it's like, let's just get rid of that one. Yeah, right. We can't really fact check it because the facts are on their side. That's what they were saying, essentially. Fang also noted that his campaign flagged a tweet from senior Massachusetts Institute of Technology scientist Stephanie Seneff that questioned vaccine passports on the basis that vaccinated and unvaccinated people have roughly the same capacity to carry, shed, and transmit the virus. Now, keep in mind, that statement, again, from an MIT scientist, was verified. I mean, the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization all acknowledged that as true. And yet Pfizer and Moderna were working with Twitter to suppress that information, even though it was already acknowledged. But here's the difference between acknowledgement, and this is something that I've been learning more and more lately. Just because a fact is out there doesn't mean the vast majority of people know about it. And I want you to stop and think about that for a minute. Pfizer and Moderna did not want people to know the verified fact, confirmed even in the early days, the verified and confirmed fact that getting vaccinated will not protect anyone from getting COVID. Moreover, getting vaccinated will not prevent anyone from spreading COVID if they are infected. In other words, everything that a vaccine was supposed to do prior to COVID-19, this quote-unquote vaccine didn't do it. And this was acknowledged. This was science. But instead of Pfizer and Moderna saying, hey, follow the science, Pfizer and Moderna said, hey, Twitter, cover up the science. There's still enough idiots out there who think the vaccine's going to protect them. We don't need those people to know the truth. And that's literally what they're saying here. When they're trying to get Twitter, they're flagging a tweet, a fact-based, scientifically proven tweet from a scientist at MIT. I'm going to just let that hang there for a second, because this is how evil these companies are. And this is how unstable the foundation upon which they've built their narrative, built their agenda. It is crumbling right before us. And, you know, I have had my qualms, and I still have my reservations, my concerns about Elon Musk. But God bless him for this, for allowing this type of truth to finally come out. Okay, he might be a transhumanist. I think he definitely is. I mean, he's wanting to put chips in our brains. He might be an evil Bond villain. You know, his push for artificial intelligence, even after saying that artificial intelligence is dangerous, to go out and then start working on artificial intelligence and transhumanism, advancing of globalism, working with the Chinese Communist Party. There are a lot of things that I could say I dislike about Elon Musk. But by God, what he's allowing to happen, what he's pushing to happen at Twitter, is revealing enough truth, just enough truth, that we may actually stand a fighting chance in this, as Alex Jones would call it, this information war that we are currently engaged in. So God bless you, Elon Musk, for this. Folks, the majority of our pharmaceuticals, the ingredients in them, come from China. They are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. We're already seeing supply chain issues. Pharmacies are running low on a lot of things. And if the crap hits the fan, as a lot of us think it may in the very near future, you will want antibiotics. And the best way to get that is to go to jdrucker.com/meds. You'll be able to get a teleconference with an actual doctor, and then they'll send you meds. They'll send you like 5 different versions or types of antibiotics for the different ailments that could hit us. These are great for long-term storage. You will want them. And it's one of those things where if you need them, then you'll want them. If you don't need them, then at least you'll have them. So, and here's the thing. If you don't have them, you're almost certainly going to need them at least sometime in the near future. So jdrucker.com/meds.